with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see...
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I promise we'll talk some grilling here in a minute. If you just joined us, you missed a great first segment, I suppose. But but anyway, Barbecue Bob and I are in the time of year when it seems like you're not using your grilling equipment as much when it's 15 degrees out. I mean, let's just be honest. We don't ever put it away, but we don't use it as much. But we kind of transition into other modes of cooking, and deep frying is one of them.
Yeah, and I'd have to say that I signed up for this Alaskan wild fish program, a wild caught Alaska, I think it's called. I don't know.
But they're sending it to you on a regular basis or something?
Yeah, they sent me my first box, and I got halibut, cod, giant prawns, just some beautiful stuff. You can get anything Alaskan wild caught from these people. They flash freeze it, and they send it. It's fantastic. It's a little pricey, but oh, my gosh. If you've never had like some nice halibut from Alaska or a rockfish or some of the things, they sent me some giant prawns.
Okay.
I'm so excited. But the other night, you get down in the dumps in this weather, right? I'm not so susceptible to
dark, early, cold. You don't really want to go out much.
I'm like the ever-ready bunny, so it doesn't bother me.
Right.
But, you know, maybe my wife can get the cloud effect. So I'm like, all right, I want to get her all pumped up. She loves fish and chips. So I just happened to have a bunch of cod in the freezer. So I said, okay, we're doing fish and chips tomorrow night. So this was last week. And I went out, and of course I've got some kids living with me my grandkids, and these people are health freaks. So I like they only use this, you know, olive oil avocado oil. And I was like, well, I'm gonna go out in my deep fryer. This is full of peanut oil,
right?
So I'm rethinking it, and I go out and look at this, and it's 15 degrees, and I'm like, how bad do I really want to fight this?
Yep.
So you know what I did? I pulled up my Dutch oven.
Sure.
I put the oil in it, and I filled it full of avocado oil.
Right. That's what I used
to. And I snuck in some Wesson that I'm trying to get rid of while nobody was looking. Now I'm busted. But I made up this batter, and I really kind of suck at battering things. I'm trying to get better at it, but there's an absolute art. And this one was one of the best that I pulled off. Still not quite where I'm happy. But this one video I watched, and I'd like to have a talk with this fellow, because you don't have to salt the fillets and salt the batter.
No, because it all ends up in the same place.
It was just too salty for me. Yep. And I've gotten down to where I, you know, kind of watch the salt. But I don't care for anything too salty. But other than that, I sent some pictures onto our webmaster, and you can see the results and the process. But I guess I just wanted to talk a little bit about that process, because it is a learning thing, and some of you are probably really good at it. I'm still working on it.
I do quite a little bit of frying, deep frying in the winter, because we like fish, right? And it's bluegill and perch and crappie. Because I do a little bit of ice fishing, and that's the best way to do it. Now, my wife likes a flour-based beer batter, right? And I could tell you that I've got this wonderful recipe to whip it up, but I buy this box called Shore Lunch.
Oh.
Okay, and Shore Lunch has a few flavor profiles, if you like them.
Nice.
I just like a regular beer batter, the one that comes in their box, and there's directions on the back, so this isn't rocket science at all. If you follow the directions, the only thing that I would say is I like mine a little thinner, meaning I need more
and
liquid in it.
She likes hers thicker.
Right. And because I like a little batter on a lot of fish, and she likes a lot of batter on a little fish.
She's like my wife.
Right. And so really, what I end up doing is making two batches, and I'll cook hers first so she can have it, then I'll cook mine. And mine are a lot less batter.
So you just
covered.
Add a little beer to your batter and do yours?
Additional.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's ratios per proportion as the way they
recommend.
That's
all that makes the difference, right? Is the amount of beer you put in.
And then the other thing is the kind of beer that you use. If you use a dark beer, a brown beer, I prefer that batter over a lager like a Miller Lite or a Bud Light. A lot of guys will use that. I like the extra flavor profile that a darker beer.
See, I can't tell the difference.
Oh, well,
in the batter.
Yeah, you can. If you make them, because I make them side by side. She doesn't like that.
Oh.
Okay, so my thinner batch is with darker beer. Her thicker batch is with like a Miller Lite or a Bud Light or whatever we might have around. And she just likes that better. She thinks that the dark beer is just a little too strong for her in that flavor.
You guys
and I'm
have
thinking
some
it's
fine
fried
palates
fish.
Right there.
Yeah,
what do you think, Conrad? I think there's some pretty fine palates in that.
Right. Yeah. Buddy.
Differentiate between.
Yeah, well, we put it to use the palate that is. you can tell by looking at me. But anyway, so that would be. But again, I'm sure there are recipes on the internet of how to make a batter, what goes in it. And you can change that profile with garlic. You can add in some cumin if you want a little heat. Our buddy Chaz has a pepper, ground hot peppers that he dries out and then he grinds up. And he calls it some sort of dust or something. But you sprinkle a little of that on there right as soon as you pull them out. And it adheres to the hot batter and it makes it a little too much heat for me. You'd probably love it because...
Well, you know what I put in my batter?
What was that?
Extra Cajun.
Yeah, yep.
T-Gids spice.
Right. Yeah. How'd that go?
Really good.
Because that has a little bit of sugar in it.
You don't put that much in it.
Okay.
No.
All right, because...
You can overthink it, you know, but I didn't put that much in it.
Okay.
And
enough you could still taste it, though.
Yeah, just enough to give it... Bring it somewhere.
Right,
because I didn't want just plain batter,
yeah.
And then this is what's great about the internet and YouTube and all these things, right? I love watching cooking shows, and so I did a deep dive into that, and I'll get into that later. But here's the thing: I really found out was how to make your own tartar sauce.
How'd you
and
do
I've
that?
Done it before. But I found this one guy who had a recipe that just made sense, and he was a big old fat guy, so I always listen to those guys.
you know he's done it once or twice.
I shouldn't say a big old fat guy, but let's just say he's girthy, and he talks about it.
He was the jelly roll of tartar sauce.
He is on the money on tartar sauce, I'll tell you that. So I use Duke's mayo.
Yep. Me some Duke's.
Yep. And then I chopped up some shallots.
Okay.
And used a sweet relish because I didn't have any dill to shred. And then I chopped up capers.
Ooh, that gives a little tanginess.
Yep. And then I put in some zest of lemon, which I cheated. I just used this lemon juice we buy at some organic food store.
So, but those are and you just whip that all up into the Duke's.
And put it in the fridge and let it sit overnight.
Yeah.
And man, my grandkids were just like dipping their food in it and just sucking it off the food. Yeah. That and Elwin, she's always into ketchup. She probably didn't eat. I made also tater tots because I didn't want to do French fries. I wanted to bake something. And they love tater tots. They cleaned up an entire pan.
Yeah.
But she's literally just dipping the tater tot in the ketchup and sucking it off.
Right, yeah.
It's a tool.
Well, tater tot's like the third tool on your plate, right? Yeah.
But exactly. That homemade tartar, that little method. Oh, I also put in cream of tartar.
Yeah, I wondered if that kind of makes it tartar. Yep. Okay.
And I can hardly tell the difference. It seems to be a sublime flavor.
Coming up next, we're going to keep the deep fryer hot with some wings. I have a fond liking for deep fried wings. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.